This is KUT. Voters head to the polls May 7th to vote on regulations for ride-hailing companies in Austin, such as Uber and Lyft. But as KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports, until then, current city rules still apply, and some companies aren't following them.
Eduardo Gutierrez just started driving for Uber.
Hey, are you Eduardo?
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
Audrey, it's nice to meet you.
Like, just. I'm his first passenger.
Are you nervous that I'm your first one?
No, actually, I'm excited.
Gutierrez picked me up in his Ford, one of those older sedans that look like an unmarked cop car. Through the app, I saw a description of Gutierrez's car and his license plate, but no sticker or emblem marked him as Uber. Gutierrez says he was never offered one.
I was concerned about that. How am I going to identify myself when I pull up like you said to pick you up?
Regardless of your stance on a sticker, or in the case of Lyft, those pink mustaches, current city law requires it. It's part of a list of regulations City Council passed back in December. These are the rules Prop 1 would replace, should voters say yes on May 7th.
It actually makes it more dangerous to assume that the Uber or Lyft that you're getting into is safe just because it has the sticker on it, because anybody can print an emblem.
At a recent press conference, Huey Ray Fisher with the Uber and Lyft funded PAC explained why mandatory decals are not part of the group's Prop 1 rules. But while IDing the car is currently law, so far the city says no one's been cited. But the city won't discuss its enforcement strategy. So I called up someone else.
R is in Rabbit 029-15A.
Chris Schneider is with the Nevada Transit Authority. He's helping me look up the Nevada law that went into effect last year. It mandates that each ride-hailing driver attach a decal to his or her car. But making sure they do so, that's another matter.
What our guys do when they go on patrol and they see a car, usually maybe near the airport, they see a car picking up a passenger. So they just look and make sure the sticker's there. If the sticker's there, great. If not, then that is time for a citation. But that's about the only real way. You know what I mean? It's a difficult thing to do.
In the past few days, I've taken 3 rides with Uber and 2 with Lyft. Lyft was 1 out of 2 for drivers displaying an emblem. Uber was 0 out of 3. Uber did not respond for a request for comment on this story before deadline. As for Lyft, they say it's their policy for companies to have a sticker or a mustache, and it will be so even if Prop 1 passes, and the rule is no longer mandatory. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.